This recording is being prepared by the Cleveland Air Route Traffic Control Center. The subject concerns a UFO report involving Air Shuttle 5959 and Masala 3179 on February 28, 1996. I hereby certify the following is a true recording of originally recorded transmissions pertaining to the subject UFO report.
Hey, Cleveland Air Shuttle 5959. We see traffic out there on 12 to 1 o'clock, a lower altitude. Do you have one radar?
Air Shuttle 5959, that's a negative, sir. I don't have anything out in front of you at 12 to 1 o'clock.
Okay.
He's down well below you, or can you get an estimate on an altitude on him?
Well, it's real difficult. We're in between layers here. I'm just going to estimate him 2,000 feet below us, maybe, and sort of pulsating light about, I don't know, 10 miles out. Hard to tell.
Okay, Air Shuttle 5959, I'll keep my eyes open, but I don't see anything.
That northwest of Detroit, did you see that light?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I saw, a real bright white light, sometimes flickering underneath the clouds.
This is what I saw.
Air Shuttle 5959, is that traffic that you saw earlier, did you see him out there any longer?
That Air Shuttle 5959, that's affirmative, and it's a light that kind of, it goes dim and it gets bright. I don't know if we're getting closer to it or what, but it looks like a rotating light around it, like a frisbee type thing, and it's going around it.
Masaba 3179, do you see the same thing?
Sir, I saw it coming out of Detroit. I wondered, all I saw was just a couple real bright flashes of light, and it almost looked like lightning, and it caught my eye, and then I kept watching it, and then it looked a little bit less bright, but it looked like it was underneath the cloud deck to me, and this was just as we were coming out of Detroit.
Okay, and can you get an altitude on it at all?
The light that I saw was just like maybe, I don't know, 25 miles northwest of Detroit. Is that what you're referring to, or are you talking about the light that's at our 12 o'clock now, about 10 miles?
Any kind of target out near 12 o'clock?
Well, we got some kind of white light out there at 12 o'clock, and the captain says it's pulsating.
It
looks like oncoming traffic, but it's just sitting about the same place that it's been the whole, here for about 10 or 15 minutes, we've been watching it.
Yeah, the Air Shuttle 5959, it looks like it's almost over Saginaw from our position.
Okay, Air Shuttle 5959, contact Saginaw, approach control 126.45. I appreciate the information.
3179, that target looks like it's below us, so I would guesstimate maybe 10,000 feet.
Around 10,000 feet. Would you think it might be like a reflection, maybe perhaps off a beacon that for some reason it's just one of those weird things, natural phenomena that you're getting a reflection? Because I got nothing out there.
I don't know. I mean, we can see a clear, you know, relatively solid cloud deck below us, and this is definitely a distinct whitish, well, they're just looking a little red and greenish light sort of pulsating, and it is consonant. It's not a beacon.
And Cleveland, Air Shuttle 5959.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hey, just to keep it advised, we're descending to 4,000 feet right now, and as we descended through 10,000 feet, that object is above us right now. It is not on the ground. It's about 10,000 feet.
Okay, sir, we're checking on it right now. I still don't have anything out in front of you at all that I'm showing it. I appreciate you coming back to the frequency and let me know.
I'll keep it advised. I'll tell you what, that is weird. It's just sitting there pulsating.
Masaba 3179, where is it relative to you right now?
12 o'clock, sir.
I'm trying to do a little investigating as to what this might be, and if you would keep me advised on this.
Okay, sir, I'm going to blink my lights at him and see if I can get any reaction on him. And 3179, was the other guy that saw that light, was he headed southeastbound, or was he headed the same direction we're going?
Well, he was inbound to Saginaw, and actually, when I sent him over to Saginaw, I expected that would be the last I heard from him. He came back up on the frequency and advised me that his clearance was down to 4,000 now, and that he said what he saw was still up above him and was like a red, he said it was a red and green light that was pulsing and like rotating. And he said he'd keep me advised and give us a report once he got into Saginaw. You don't have a camera on board, do you?
We could probably get one from a passenger, you want us to ask?
Yeah, that'd be kind of interesting to have a couple pictures. I think it might make our case a little better.
Okay. 3179, we got a passenger taking a picture of it right now. We got a flight attendant who says that they might have saw the same thing the other night.
Masaba 3179, I copy that. Masaba 3179, when you flashed your lights, did you get any response?
Didn't appear to, sir.
Okay. Okay, Masaba 3179, I'm going to send you over to Minneapolis now, sir. Is it still out here 12 o'clock?
Negative, sir. It's at about our 2 o'clock now. We made a turn.
Okay. Okay, so it's off your right side about 2 o'clock. I'd sure be interested to see those pictures. Can I get you an address that you might be able to send a copy if you guys get the copy of them?
Yeah, sure, we can do that. And actually, we made a right turn and he's off about 10 to 11 o'clock.
Okay, so he's off your left side, okay.
Okay, 32-9, we'll see. I wonder if those pictures will show anything. I'm including the 731-79.
The 731-79, go ahead.
Just for your information, I took the picture of the captain on the left side. I also took Drake, take some of the stars above. So the lowest light on those pictures, that only single light at the bottom of the picture should be the what you're looking at. And you might be able to get a position with the star if you want to go that far.
Okay, great. That's a good idea. I appreciate that.
Of course, I've seen the picture come out. It was an automatic camera. Good night, sir.